As I mentioned in the introduction to the service at the beginning, today we are marking Lay Ministry Appreciation Sunday, and the time when we can give thanks to God for the many ministries that happen in this place, and for the people who are involved in those ministries that are the backbone of who we are and all we are called to do and what we are about. And so in planning for this service, I thought, what better way to observe it than to hear from a couple of lay members of the congregation about their involvement in the life of the church, and in particular, what motivates them to do what they do in the life of our church. And so we'll hear two reflections this morning, first from Geraldine and second from Patrick.
Good morning. When Ken and Mark asked me at the beginning of May if I would speak for about 5 minutes, I better put on my watch out here, this morning about why I volunteer at St. George, I thought, gee, that's a long way away. I don't have to think about it. But then this morning I thought, gee, Willies, I should have thought a little bit more about this before I came to church this morning. I have. It's been at the back of my mind. Alan and I moved to Willowdale in 1977. And I joined St. George very shortly thereafter, but I really didn't get involved as a volunteer very much until after I took an early retirement in the late 1990s. And then I got busy. I've had the privilege of participating in a lot of the activities at St. George since that time. I was a church warden for many years. I still sing in the choir. Sometimes when Michael is away, I play the piano at a Sunday morning service. I chaired the redevelopment committee for many years. That was a very long task. I've served on selection committees. I've been a member of the stewardship committee. And from time to time when I can, I sit at the volunteer desk. I enjoy all of these things. They keep me very busy. And St. George is not the only place where I volunteer, but that's another story. So the question is, why do I do these things? My daughter says I have a very bad case of what she calls helium hand. You know, when somebody says we need somebody, my hand goes up like this, as if there's a helium balloon underneath it. But there's a great deal more to it than that. St. George is family for me. I've been here for a long time, and even people who have come to St. George much more recently than I have, and Alan has feels the same way. These people are friends, they're family, we are supportive. And when there's something that needs to be done, you do what you can. And, you know, the old expression that many hands make light work. Volunteering is hard for people if you haven't got a lot of time. But there are so many things that need to be done, as I say, when many hands make light work. That we all can do maybe this much or we can do that much. And as I say, it boils down to me, to the fact that St. George is family and there are immense numbers of things that we can support in many ways, and that's why I do it. It's simple. That's it. I made my 5 minutes.
So you're not imagining things. I am the right Kingan up here. It's not that guy. See, it's strange. You know, for the better part of my entire life, I've watched my father think, write, and speak sermon after sermon after sermon. You'd think by now I'd have some innate idea on how to create one myself, but it's not that easy. So lay ministry. You know, why do I love it? What gives it this gravitas? And most of all, why is it so important? Well, without any former training or schooling, let's try to find the answers to these questions. Now, if any of you ask my mom, she is the first to say that she is not a priest's wife. She, as am I, is very proud of our personal Christian faith and our own personal connection with God and the Lord Jesus. She's not a Christian because my dad's a priest. She has her own reasons for her faith, as do I. See, I know my real initials do spell out PK, but I do hope that's not the reasoning for my name. And for those of you who don't know, PK means priest's kid. It's a term that people often use. Now, through all of the churches of which I have been a part, I have been nurtured and shaped by the Holy Spirit and God's good work within the sanctuary. And though technically being a priest's kid, I have been blessed to never be associated as one or called one by a collective. I've been able to find my own way in this personal journey of faith. I've been helped by my family and other wonderful people within the church. And so in terms of lay ministry, I do it because I want to and because I am called to do so by God. It is never a feeling of necessity because of who my dad is. And for as long as I can remember, I've always wanted to get involved in the church because I find peace in it. So that's what I love about lay ministry. It's such a fascinating way to form a relationship with God and such a fulfilling act that gives this amazing feeling of joy and satisfaction and peace. I remember before I started serving, I couldn't have been more than 8 years old, and it was Easter morning, and as beautiful as the flowers at the altar and the fantastic anthems of the choir or the wonderful spirit in the church were, I was focused on one thing and one thing alone, the procession. Now, my father has always done wonderful processions on the most important Sundays of the church year, and that Easter was no exception. As the entire church rose in choruses of Jesus Christ is risen today, the crucifer and candle bearers, followed by the choir, followed by the banner, followed by my father, processed through and around the aisles of the church. And the pure magnificence of that moment left me in sheer awe. And as you could expect, the Holy Spirit took this opportunity to get inside me and make me want to become a server right away. You know, this strange feeling came over me right at that moment. I hadn't felt something that pure and strong in a long time. All I wanted to do was repeatedly poke my mom and tell her how that would be me someday, and moreover, someday soon. And I was right. Soon enough, the head server got up at announcement time one Sunday and announced they were in need of new servers. Well, I tell you, I was grinning ear to ear. Well, serving led to reading, and reading led to chalice bearing, and chalice bearing led to subdeaconing, and here we are some 10 years later with all of this lay ministry experience and my father asking me to write to you all about it, to somehow put into words the impact it has had on me as a Christian and as a member of the church. Now, as narcissistic as my dad may say I am, even this was a very difficult thing for me to wrap my head around. Because there's so much I've done, and moreover, so much love and emotion I've experienced while doing it. I've been doing it for 10 years. You know, I should know why it's important to me. I mean, it's me. Who else would know? But I don't think in my 14 years of schooling I was as stumped on something as I was on this. Because the answer I wanted to give was, I have no idea as to why it's important to me. It just is. Now, how interesting is that? That with pretty well any topic, I could find some kind of opinion, but on the topic of my religion, I answer with, I have no idea, it just is. I feel like we can apply that to different aspects of our faith. You know, one of my friends might ask me a question like, how does God do what he does? And a response I might give is, I have no idea, he just does. Because it's not up to me, it's up to God. Do you know how de-stressing that is? How calm I feel, knowing that I don't have to worry about it, because as God says, trust in me, all I have to do is trust him, because he has all the answers, and he does. But I digress. So looking beyond the answer of I have no idea, looking deeper, I realize it's not that I have no idea, it's that it's almost impossible for me to explain. See, I, as I'm sure many of you do too, have an incredibly personal relationship with God. And I think that's wonderful. Over the past 19 years of my life, I've been finding my own relationship with God. I've molded and shaped and defined this relationship, but this definition is in no dictionary I've ever seen. Because this relationship is so personal and so ingrained in my mind that there's no piece of it that I can just pick out and share. This relationship has defined how I speak to God one-on-one. It's defined how I personally worship God from my seat. It's even defined how I say and what I think while reciting the prayers we say collectively as a church. Even my friends outside of church note that I'm not the most talkative person about my faith unless they ask me about it. But my relationship is so deep and internal and personal, it's just hard to describe. I deem it impossible to clearly explain to both myself and others not only the importance, but also the feeling of my faith. And I'm okay with that. At this point, I wouldn't have it any other way. Because I think it's cool to have such a personal relationship with someone that I am unable, not unwilling, but unable to describe it. And who better to have a relationship like this with than God? During theater class, my teacher always told us the old line that actions speak louder than words. That when you're doing a performance, making your face and body look sad would have a far better emotional response from the audience than just saying that you're sad. I mean, look at our language as a species. Humans communicate via body language and facial expression far more than via speech. It's far easier for us to communicate with our body than verbally. So thinking about this, I finally came to my realization. Perhaps my relationship with God is so hard to communicate with words that I should and have been communicating it via what I do, lay ministry. My relationship is far too hard for me to explain verbally. So to communicate how I feel to myself, to you, and most importantly to God, is by serving Him and the wider church through serving and reading and chalice bearing and subdeaconing. So why do I do lay ministry and why is it important to me? Because it's the way I communicate my relationship with God. It's the only way I can clearly show how much I love Him and how much I love His church. Thank you for letting me be a part of it for this long, and I hope to continue to communicate this message through the years to come.
Thank you to both Geraldine and Patrick for sharing their thoughts and their reflections this morning, and to Angela, who shared her thoughts at the 8 o'clock service this morning. Firsthand, why lay ministry is important and why people feel called to serve within the life of their church. I'd like to offer a prayer at this time. Before I do that, one of the things that I was reminded of is that when we hear reflections like that, I hope what all of you are able to do is to sit back and reflect yourselves on the lay ministry that you are involved in. And also to be able to ask yourselves, what motivates you to do what God has asked you to do in the life of the church? Because that's what's important, is not even telling it to another person, but knowing inside of ourselves what it is that causes us to do and be involved as we are. And so we give thanks to God for each of you and for what you do in the life of this parish. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of your faithful people is governed and sanctified, receive our prayers today that we offer before you for all members of your church, that in our vocations and ministry we may truly and devoutly serve you through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.